好，我们上个礼拜讲了一个很重要的事情。
Last week we mentioned something very important.
就是为了孩子的婚事。
And that is about the marriage of the children.
亚伯拉罕存敬畏上帝的心。
And Abraham feared God in this matter.
一点不妥协。
And there was no compromise.
好好安排。
And he had arrangement.
直到神的应许可以成全在他的家中。
Until the will of God is done in his family.
这是年轻的一代应当好好重新自己省察的一个事情。
And this is something the younger generation should then search yourself.
有许多的年轻人，等他生命长成以后
，For many young people when they are mature，
他的身体成熟以后
，When they are physically mature，
他就滥用自由
，They will then abuse their freedom。
以撒到40岁才结婚
，Isaac got married at 40。
他尊重神
，He respected God。
他也尊重他的父亲
，And honored his own father。
他的父亲在以撒的妈妈离开世界以后
，And when the mother of Isaac left the world，
自己慢慢进到年老的日子
，As Abraham became old，
他就开始关注儿女婚姻的事情。
He began to take note of the marriage of his children.
他把他的老仆人叫来
，and he summoned his old servant，
要他以他在上帝面前发誓
，and wanted him to have an oath before God，
绝对不可为他的孩子娶一个迦南的女子
，that his son will not have a Canaanite for wife。
所以给他很多的这个牲畜，给他很多的这个银币，来预备他回到米索不达米去找这个适当的媳妇。
And he gave him a lot of possessions so that he can find a daughter-in-law for him.
在困难的时候，这个妇人就说：“如果那个女子不肯来，怎么样呢
？”And the servant asked, "What will I do if the women refuse to come?"
亚伯兰说：“如果不肯来，你以我发的誓，就没有罪可以归在你身上。
”And Abraham said, "If that were the case, then you are innocent of the oath that you have with me."
这样他就去了。
And then he went.
啊，今天我们要继续看这件事后来怎么样。
And then we want to see today how this progressed.
我们一同打开创世纪第24章。
And let us turn to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪第24章。
Genesis 24.
我们从23节开始来说。
We will read from verse 23.
我从这个第，我们上个礼拜是讲到这个第十四节。
Last week we ended at verse 14.
我向那女子说，请你拿下水瓶来给我水喝。她若说请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。愿那女子就做你预定给你仆人以撒的妻子。这样我便知道你施恩给我主人。话还没有说完，不料利伯家头上刚做水瓶出来。利伯家是比图利所生的，比图利是亚伯拉罕兄弟拿或妻子密加的儿子。那女子容貌极其俊美，还是处女，也未曾有人亲近她。她下到井旁打满了瓶，又上来，仆人跑上前去迎着他说，求你把瓶里的水给我一点喝。女子说，我主请喝，就急忙拿下瓶来托在手上给他喝。女子给他喝了，就说，我在为你的骆驼打水，叫骆驼也喝住。他就急忙把瓶里的水倒在槽里，又跑到井旁打水，就为所有的骆驼打上水来。那人定睛看他，一句话也不说，要晓得耶和华赐他通达的道路没有。骆驼喝住了，那人就拿一个金环重半舍克勒，两个金珠重十舍克勒给了那女子，说，请告诉我你是谁的女儿，你父亲家里有我们住宿的地方没有？女子说，我是密加以拿或之子比土利的女儿。又说，我们家里住有粮草，也有住宿的地方。那人就低头向耶和华下拜，说，耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的上帝是应当称颂的，因他不断地以慈爱诚实待我主人。至于我，耶和华在路上引领我，直到我主人的兄弟家里。女子跑回去，照着这些话告诉他母亲和家里的人。利伯家有一个哥哥叫做拉班，看见金环又看见金珠在他妹子的手上，并听见他妹子利伯家的话，说，那人对我如此如此说。拉班就跑出来往井旁去，到那人跟前， 见他人站在洛普旁边的井旁那里，便对他说，你这蒙耶和华赐福的，请进来，为什么站在外边？我已经收拾了房屋，也为骆驼预备了地方。那人就进到拉班，拉班卸了骆驼，用草料喂上，拿水给那个人和跟随的人洗脚，把碗摆饭摆在他的面前叫他吃，他却说，我不吃，等我说明我的事情再说。拉班说，请说。他说，我是亚伯拉罕的仆人，耶和华大大的赐福我的主人，是他昌大，又赐他羊群、牛群、金银、布匹、骆驼和驴。我主人的妻子撒拉年老的时候，给我主人生了一个儿子，我主人也将一切所有的都给了这个儿子。我主人叫我起誓说，你不要为我儿子娶迦南地的女子为妻，要往我父家、我本族那里去，为我的儿子娶一个妻子。我对我主人说，恐怕女子不肯跟我来。他就说，我所侍奉的耶和华必要差遣他的使者与你同行，叫你的道路通达，你就得以在我父家里、我本族那里给我的儿子娶一个妻子。只要你到了我本族那里，我使你的妻的事就与你无干。他们若不把女子交给你，我与你妻的事也无与你无干。我今日到了井旁，便说，耶和华我主人亚伯兰的上帝啊，愿你叫我所行的道路通达。我如今站在井旁，对那个出来的打水的女子说，请你把瓶子里的水给我一点喝。他若说，你只管喝，我也为你的骆驼打水，愿那女子就做耶和华给我主人儿子所预定的妻。我心里话还没说完，利百加就出来，肩头上扛了水瓶，下到井里打水。我便对他说，请你给我水喝。他就急忙从肩头拿下瓶来说，请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。我便喝了，他又给我的骆驼喝了。我问他说，你是谁家的女儿？他说，我是密加因拿和支持皮独利的女儿。我就把环子戴在他的臂子上，把珠子戴在他的两手上，所以我低头向耶和华下拜，称颂耶和华我主亚伯拉罕的上帝，因为他引导我走合适的道路，使我得着我主人兄弟的孙女，给我主人的儿子为妻。现在你们若愿以慈爱诚实待我主人，就告诉我，若不然也告诉我，使我可以或向左或向右。大家一同都从五十节一直到全章结束最后的一节。拉班和毕图利回答说，这事乃出耶和华，我们不能向你说好说歹。看来利百加在你面前，可以将他带去，照着耶和华所说的，给你主人的儿子为妻。亚伯兰的仆人听见这些话，就向耶和华俯伏在地。当下仆人拿出金器、银器和衣服送给利百加，又把宝物送给他哥哥和他母亲。仆人和跟从他的人吃了喝了，住了一夜。早上起来，仆人就说，请打发我回我主人那里去。利百加的哥哥和他母亲说，让女子同我们再住几天，至少十天，然后他可以去。仆人说，耶和华既然赐给我这通达的道路，你们不要耽误我，请打发我走回我主人那里去吧。他们说，我们把女子叫来问问他，就叫人利百加来问他说，你和这人同去吗？利百加说，我去。于是他们打发妹子利百加和他的乳母同亚伯拉罕的仆人并跟从仆人的就走了。他们就回利百加祝福说，我们的妹子，愿你做千万人的母，愿你的后裔得着仇敌的城门。利百加和他的使女起来骑上骆驼，跟着那仆人，仆人就带着利百加走了。那是以撒住在南地，刚从毕儿拉海回来。天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想，举目一看，见来了些骆驼。利百加举目看见以撒，就急忙下了骆驼，问那仆人说，这田间走来迎接我们的是谁？仆人说，是我主人。利百加就拿坡子蒙上脸， 仆人就将所办的一切事都告诉以撒，以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶了他为妻，并且爱他。以撒自从他母亲不在了，这才得了安慰。感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
创世纪第24章全章。
The whole chapter of Genesis 24.
只记载一件事。
It's about just one thing.
亚伯拉罕为以撒娶妻的事情。
The matter of how Abraham prepared a wife for Isaac.
1100多章的圣经中间。
In the Bible, there are more than 1,000 chapters.
为一个人娶妻的事情用了其中一章。
One of the chapters was dedicated to the marriage of one person.
这么大的篇幅。
For so many words.
这么详细的记述。
So much details.
是不是值得的呢？
Is it worth it?
今天世界的人不是一千多人。
There are not just 1,000 people in the world.
不是一千多万。
Or more than a few million.
是从创世纪到现在几百几千亿。
And from Genesis to now, there have been billions of people.
为什么记在一个人的婚姻用这么多的篇幅呢？
And so why is there a necessity to use so many words about one marriage?
这一次的婚姻。
Because this marriage.
不是单单为了一个人性的需要。
Was not just for the sexual desire of one person.
单单解决了一个人年长需要建立家庭的需要。
Or that the person need to have a family as he grow old.
这里要建立一个民族。
Here a people is to be raised.
这里要建立万代的这个祖先。
And the ancestor of all generations will be established.
这是应许之子。
This is the son of the promise.
是神特别在亚伯兰身上所要成全的对世界的大计划。
A great plan for the world that is to be accomplished through Abraham.
所以绝对不可小看这样的事。
It is not to be taken lightly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天许多时候。
Many a times.
我们把信把结婚把我们的儿女成家立业的事情看作是应付一个时代的需要。
We think that matters relating to sex, to marriage, to our children's marriage are something we do in this generation.
应付一个人情欲的需要。
That is something we do because we need it.
所以我们就把神的不重要的事情当作重要的，把重要的当作次要的。
And very often we treat important things as unimportant and vice versa. 所以
这一章圣经中间给我们看见亚伯拉罕的这一方面心里面的预备跟他整个的人生的立场是非常非常重要的。
Here we see that Abraham was very prepared and his values in life were very important.
这个时候没有撒拉的存在。
Sarah was no longer there.
撒拉已经离开世界了。
She has already left the world.
所以他现在又独自一个人在神面前负责任怎样成全儿女婚姻的事情。
So alone before God, he was responsible for the marriage of his children.
要不然有一个这么好的老仆人。
He had such a good servant.
跟他工作做了几十年的时间。
Who had followed him for decades.
昨天我讲到就完了以后，到跟他们谈话，还有陪谈等等。当我们回家到家里的时候，我到两点才睡觉。
And yesterday when I finished all the sermons, I only slept at about 2 a.m.
今天早上五点半起来。
This morning I woke up at 5:30 a.m.
我七点我又再去讲道了。
Because at 7 a.m. I will preach again.
还有今天有四次的聚会。
And for Sunday there are four sermons.
一起来的时候发现我泻肚子。
And I had diarrhea when I woke up.
现在我已经泻了四次了。
I had four diarrhea.
那么昨天在我到家的时候。
And yesterday when I reached my house,
我就问开车的司机说，你跟你的主人已经坐多久了？
I asked the driver that was sending me around, how long have you worked for your boss?
我跟我的主人已经28年了。
He said 28 years.
一个好的主人就可能有好的仆人。
A good employer can have good employees.
今天的许多做主人的，做这个雇主的人，只顾人家怎样服务他，而没有顾到别人的家要怎样安顿处理。
Many employers today are very self-centered. They don't couldn't care less about their employees.
所以结果呢，只为利益的缘故产生人际的关系。
And you have a lot of relationship that is based on profit and loss.
这不是基督徒应当有的人生的关系。
This is not how Christians should live our lives.
亚伯兰的年老的仆人是绝对可信任的。
Abraham had a trusted elderly servant.
因为亚伯兰以敬畏上帝的心作为他立身之本。
Abraham lived his life with the fear of God.
当一个人与神的关系清楚的时候，人与人的关系就容易清楚了。
And so when we have a clear relationship with God made right, then we will have right relationship with others.
如果亚伯兰把这么多的金器 这么多的财宝放在这仆人的身上。
Abraham gave these servants so much gold and silver.
这个仆人就把这些当作是一生难得的一次机会，带着就走了，那整个事情都完了。
And the servant could have just taken the money and disappeared, and the whole matter would be a failure.
人与人之间彼此的信任。
The trust we have with another person
是非常重要的事情。
It's very important.
要不然跟他立誓的时候。
And when Abraham had an oath with this man,
你不是单单替我做事，你要在神面前向上帝负责。
He's telling him that he's not just doing a job, but be responsible before God.
刚才你注意细读每一句话的时候。
And when you read through the Bible story,
你发现这个老仆人思想一点不糊涂。
You will find that this elderly servant had a very clear mind.
跑到亚伯兰本地本住的地方去的时候，
when he returned to the homeland of Abraham,
他没有带 GPS.
He didn't bring a GPS.
他就是凭着他的记忆走这条路，跑很远的米索不达米去。
And by his memory, he went to Mesopotamia.
他半路以敬畏上帝的心求上帝开通他的道路。
And in the midst of the journey, he asked that the Lord will open his ways.
他说讲的话是很合理的。
And the words he used were reasonable.
上帝啊，求你赐福我的仆人，你赐福我的主人，你今天你赐福我今天为我主人要做的事情。
Lord bless my master and also bless the work that I'm going to do for him.
使我在你面前蒙恩。
That I will be blessed before you.
使我要办的事情顺利。
That I will have a smooth journey.
我今天有这么一大群的骆驼，有这么多的财宝，我到那里去的时候，主啊，求你使有一个女子肯给我水喝。又肯给我的骆驼喝。
I have so much camel and treasure. Oh Lord, send a woman to give me water and also my camel.
那如果她是一个很漂亮的女孩子，
and if she was a beautiful woman,
对方这个男人就很容易给她水喝，也给她骆驼喝了。
It will be very easy for a man to give water to a beautiful woman.
事情刚好反过来。
But this is the other way round.
她是个老人家。
This servant was very old.
一大堆骆驼要喝水。
And so many camels.
那么对方这个很漂亮的女子。
And the other person is a beautiful girl.
漂亮的女孩子服务一大群骆驼有什么意思呢？
Why would a beautiful girl serve so many camels?
应付一个老人家有什么需要呢？
And there is no need to be nice to an old man.
他的祷告，
so his prayer
就变成试验一个人的人格，
becomes a trial to the character.
这个女孩子是自私的吗？
Is this girl a selfish girl?
这个女孩子是大公无私的吗？
Or is this girl generous?
是啊，女孩子只顾自己的吗？
Was she a person that was self-centered?
这个女孩子乐意帮助别人的吗？
Will she help others?
所以她祷告完了以后，
so after his prayer,
她就面向前面走了。
He faced his journey ahead.
看见一个女子带了瓶子从远的地方走过来了。
And he saw a woman with a jar from afar.
她就照着她在上帝面前所讲的话，对他开口说，请你给我水喝。
And by what he has prayed, he asked her for water.
这个女子马上就骆驼上面下来。
And the woman dismounted from the camel.
拿着瓶子来帮助这个老人家给他喝。
And gave water to this old person.
这就是善待聚居客里的人的一个习惯。
This is a habit of a person generous towards the guest.
许多时候我们做一些事情，先怀疑别人的动机。
Very often, whenever we do something, we first are suspicious.
许多时候我们做一件事情，先计较自己的利害。
We first count our profit and loss.
当我们帮助别人的时候，先想我们到底有什么好处。
And when we help others, we want to calculate what good do we have.
这种个性使我们失去了很多帮助人、接待人。明白上帝的旨意的机会。
And it makes us lose many opportunities to help others and to know the will of God.
感谢上帝，利伯家把很伟大的女孩子的这种人性的良善表现出来。
Thanks be to God that Rebecca actually showed this character of generosity.
所以上帝马上把水给这个。
Immediately she gave him a drink.
有很殷勤的去打水，打了多少我不知道，因为骆驼的胃是很大的。
And she worked very hard to get a lot of water for the camel because they were to drink a lot of water.
这些骆驼一批一批都喝饱了。
So that all the camels were fed.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我有时候故意捉弄小孩子。
Sometimes I will play a trick on the children.
小孩子拿一个糖果吃的时候。
When a child is eating a candy.
我说你给我好不好？
I will say, can you give it to me?
十个里面有九个说不。
Out of 10, 9 will say no.
那有一次的一个孩子。
Once there was a child.
我说你糖果给我好吗？
I said, can you give me your sweet?
他说你要几个？
He asked, how many do you want?
我很奇怪，他只有一个，他问你要几个？
The child only has one.
我说我要两个。
I said, I want two.
他说这个我吃了不好， 我向妈妈要另外两个给你。
The child said, this one I'm eating, I'll ask my mother for two.
或者他就说，妈妈，那个叔叔要几个糖果。
Then she went to tell the mother.
哪来的时候好几个给我。
And gave me many candies.
这样的怎么会上帝不赐福给他呢？
Surely God will bless a child like that.
你上帝不大赐福你，因为从小你就说不不不，所以今天不大赐福。
And the Lord will not bless you too much because you keep saying no when you're young.
我小的时候我常听我的母亲讲一句话。
When I was young, my mother would say to me,
有量就有福。
If you give, then you will be blessed.
如果你有心给别人，上帝会给回你的。
When you are willing to give, God
will bless you back. 我听懂了，为了上帝给回我，我就不得不给人。
So you say, in order to get the blessing, let me give.
那个犯了先后次序错乱的这个毛病。
When you do that, you make the mistake of order.
今天灵恩派的错误在哪里呢？
The mistakes of the charismatics today.
他把先后次序把它倒过来了。
Is that they have placed the order upside down.
你奉献1000块，上帝会给你10000块。
That you will give $1,000, God will reward you with $10,000.
这个叫做十分之一的道理。
And this is tithing.
这完全不是圣经的教训。
This is not biblical.
你不能先想得着十倍才给一倍。
You cannot give a portion in order to get 10 portions.
你不能因为自私的动机来决定你要不要做好事。
Your motive should not be selfish when you do good.
在法国大革命的时期。
During the French Revolution.
法国民间有一句话。
There is a saying among the people.
世上没有慈善家。
There are no philanthropists in the world.
慈善家做的好事都是假的。
All the work done by the philanthropists are fake.
这些慈善家为什么帮助穷人？
Why would they help the poor?
因为他们用小钱钓大名。
They are trying to invest a little bit of money for great reputation.
他们动机是自私的。
Their motive was self-serving.
他们所以做好事，因为他们很有远大的眼光。
They do good because they are quite far-sighted.
看到对于他们以后得到益处来说，这个施舍是太小的事情。
They know that in the future they will get a lot of rewards, so this is a small investment.
所以他们就发明了一个什么叫做至善的道理。
And so they invented this idea of the ultimate good.
至善这两个字在拉丁文叫做 summum bonum。
In Latin is summum bonum.
Summum 就是 summit， 就是最高。
Summum means summit.
Bonum 就是你们说的 bonus， 就是好处，就是最好的。
And bonum means a bonus.
那么 summum bonum 什么意思呢？
What does the ultimate good mean?
The highest good.
最高的。
我们都知道我们应当做好事。
We all know that we should do good.
我们都知道宗教是叫人做好事。
We know that religion teaches us to do good.
行善是人最喜乐的一件事情。
And people love to do good.
所以我们要行善。
So we do good.
要行善的人。借了善的观念
，You first must know good。
那是什么叫做观？什么叫做善呢
？But what is good？
那最好的善的观念应当怎么去了解它呢
？What should be the best of the goodness？
所以最后他们想到一件事情
，And in the end they thought about one
thing。反正做好事是为了更多的益处的时候，这个好事就不是至高的善。
If you do something hoping to get something, then it is not the ultimate good.
你是透过善事去得到更大的 bonus， 所以这个就是不是 ultimate the supreme good.
And so through your good work, you want to get something, then it's not the supreme good.
你这个好是半路出家、半路凉亭的那个好。
And this sort of good is just halfway good.
这个不是目的，这是手段。
It is not the ultimate goal, it is just a means.
你借助这个手段，你要达到更高的一个目的，所以这个手段的本身。就不是善。
Through the means you want to achieve something, so the means in itself is not good.
最高的善是什么呢？
What then is the ultimate good?
因为这是最高的善，我做了以后，就是我没有什么仇报，我还照样要做它。
I know that this is the ultimate good, so I will do it even without any rewards.
当我与至高的善在一起的时候，我是以善而为。合而为一的人。
And when I am with the ultimate good, I am one with the ultimate good.
我没有什么仇报的时候，我也心中充满快乐。
And so I will be filled with joy even without any.
因为我已经达到以善结合、以善在一起的人生目的了。
Because I have achieved being one with goodness.
所以没有任何行动为了达到更高的目的的那个善的本身，叫做 summum bonum。
And so if it is unconditional, it is called the ultimate good.
当世界的人从这方面想的时候，
When the people of the world think about this,
他们就不明白基督徒为什么信耶稣为了要上天堂。
They cannot understand why Christians will believe in Jesus in order to go to heaven.
基督徒为什么要行善？因为要蒙上帝悦纳。
And they say Christians do good so that God will bless them.
所以你们行善根本不是为了要行善。
And so your good has a condition.
你们信上帝不是为了信上帝,
and the Christian believe in God for another purpose.
你们透过这个手段要达到更高的目的，你们这些东西都不善。
They say that we want to get a greater good, so we do good.
当我们听到这样的挑战的时候,
when we are challenged in this manner,
我们到底应当怎么样去明白它?
How can we understand this?
我告诉你，信是为了真理的本身是可信的。
We believe because the truth in itself is believable. We accept Jesus Christ because He is the only one we can accept.
所以以后上天堂是一个结果，不是一个动机。
Going to heaven is the end result, not the motive.
我们帮助人，因为神的本性本来是善。
We help others because God in Himself is good.
我们是按照上帝的形象被造的，所以我们应当把神的形象彰显出来。
And we have been made in God's image and likeness, so we manifest that image.
我们信任之后有善报没有善报，不是我们的动机。
And whether we will be rewarded or not should not be our motive.
也不是我们的目的。
And it is also not our aim.
我们这样行，这样做，是因为我们应当很自然地流露神的本性，神的爱。
We do this because naturally we manifest the love and the inspiration of God.
这样上天堂下地狱是结果，不是动机。
Going to heaven or going to hell is the end, not the motive.
得奖赏、得冠冕是结果，不是动机。
Whether you get rewards or not, that's the end and not your motivating force.
那么有这些结果是对不对的呢？
But is it right to have this reward?
这是对的。
It is still right.
这是公义的原理。
This is the rule of righteousness.
神是公义的。
God is just.
神对那些行义的人给他有义的报赏，这是正确的，是合理的事。
And it is right and reasonable that God will reward the just for their just deeds.
所以动机是很重要的事情。
So motive is very important.
圣经说你要保守你的心，因为你一生的果效。 是从你的心发出来的。
The Bible says you are to preserve your heart because your life is resulting from your heart.
你要清洁你的动机。
You have to have clean motive.
胜过你处理其他一切的事情。
This is more important than anything else.
当我们的动机是清正的时候，
When our motives are pure,
我们才是神的见证人。
Then we will be witnesses for God.
从这个角度你来看今天我们讨论的题目。
From this angle, looking at the topic today,
要不然看见这个女子太纯净了。
Abraham saw this, that this woman is very pure.
要不然仆人没有对他说，你给我水喝，我等下给你小钱。
The servant of Abraham didn't say, I will tip you.
要不然仆人没有说呢，你给我水喝，我以后把你介绍很漂亮的丈夫。
Or did he say that, give me water and I will introduce a rich husband for you?
他不会把他沿走路程全身肮脏饥渴的状态告诉他，请你给我水喝。
He didn't also tell the lady that I'm tired, I'm dusty, give me water.
当我们看见人有需要的时候,
when we see others in need,
你是不是横着你的心呢?
The question is, are you hard-hearted?
你是不是刚硬着你的心呢?
Do you harden your heart?
你能帮助的为什么不帮助呢?
If you can help, why don't you?
你能给的为什么不给呢?
If you can give, why wouldn't you?
有一次我在年轻的时候，这个教会的传道人,
when I was young, I was a church preacher.
那我去 探访的时候,
and when I did my visitation,
看见了三个老姐妹住在个小房子里面,
I saw these three old ladies staying in a small house.
三个都没有结婚,
all three were spinsters.
一个65, 一个64, 一个63,
one 65, 64, another 63.
他们就没有结婚, 他们就住在一起, 从年轻到年老, 就是在个小房子里面。
And they were single, and so they lived together for many years.
房子关得紧紧的, 门窗都盖得紧紧的, 好像氧气都不能进去一样的。
And the room was just completely sealed as if air will not get in.
那我进去探访的时候,
and when I visited them,
他说是一个传道人来说, 他们就开门了。
They opened the door because a preacher came.
他们其中一个咳嗽得很厉害。
And one of them were coughing badly.
那我就马上把他带到我的老爷车上面。
And so I brought her to my very old car.
我这一生从来没有买过新车。
In my life, I have never purchased a new car before.
我现在用的车是1995年的, 12年了。
The car that I'm using is from 1995.
因为我感到不需要买新车。
I never thought I need to buy a new car.
只要能够走得很好, 何况是老人家用过的, 走得很少, 这就是上帝的恩典。
Car is functional, that's all I need.
所以呢我从来没有买新车。
I've never bought brand new cars
before. 那我把她带到我的老爷车里面。
I brought her to my old car.
我去载她去看医生。
And I brought her to the doctor.
我替她付医药费。
I paid for the medical fee.
我还买药给她。
I bought the medicine.
再把她送回来。
And sent her back.
因为我应该做的我就做了。
I should do all these things.
过两三年以后呢,
2 and 3 years later,
这三个老姐妹一个一个离开世界。
The three sisters died one by one.
她们离开世界的时候，我在美国讲道。
I was preaching in America when they left the world.
等我回来的人有一些消息给我吓了一跳。
And I was shocked when I returned. Some news came to me.
原来她们在三个姐妹都死了，在她房子里面找到她们有13公斤的黄金。
Because in the house there were 13 kilograms of gold bars.
他们很怕老了退休没有钱怎么办？
And they were afraid of a retirement.
所以过很穷的生活。
So they live a poor life.
总是要人帮助他。
They want people to help them.
他们的意思，你的钱拿来给我，我都不必用。
What they meant is that you help me and I keep my money.
因为他想，他大概有永生会活到80-90岁。
They thought that they will live for eternity.
这我想的感到很奇怪，为什么从前替他出医药费哈？
So I thought it's very strange. Last time I paid for all the medical bills.
我的薪水少得不得了。
I was very poorly paid.
能够做的我就做。
But I just did what I should.
至少呢，我的心中比他更快乐。
At least I have more joy than she did.
这是人生一些小道理。
These are small teachings of life.
很多很小的事情隐藏着很大的原则在里面。
But many trivial things contain great teachings.
亚伯拉的老仆人说：“请你给我水喝。”
The servant of Abraham said, "Give me water."
利百加马上下来给他水喝。
And Rebecca immediately gave her water.
再主动的打水给他的所有骆驼喝。
And then on her own, she fed all the camel with water.
做完了这个时候。
And when she finished this,
亚伯兰的仆人就把金手珠跟这个金的东西就挂在他的鼻子，为什么挂在鼻子？我是不明白。
The servant then gave her a golden nose ring.
这个是过去的传统。
Must be their tradition.
现在过去的人放你挂在耳朵，他也不明白。
It is like earring. 不，我
认为挂在耳朵比挂鼻子更好，因为挂在鼻子吃东西很麻烦。
Think it's better for the ears than the nose. You can't eat properly.
那么。把这些东西给他
and all these things were given to her,
把10倍的金放在他手上
and give her 10 shekels worth of gold,
然后这个女孩子回去了
and the girl went back.
那这个仆人不要走
this servant did not leave,
就在那里
he stayed there,
因为他应当做的他做，但他不应当得的他不要得
he didn't want to gain what he should not.
你家里有住的地方吗？
he asked, do you have a place to stay in your house?
他先看见这个女子的服饰。
She saw how the girl has served him.
她感到这就是神听我的祷告，这就是神为我的主人的孩子所预备的未来的妻子。
And he believed that the Lord has listened to his prayer, and this girl is prepared for
his servant. 你是谁的孩子？
Whose child?
你的父亲名叫什么？
What is the name of your father?
你是住在什么地方？
Where do you live?
他要明白这些为什么呢？
He wanted to understand all this.
因为他是忠于亚伯拉罕的。
Because he was faithful to Abraham.
你要到我本地本族去娶我本族本乡的女子来。
Abraham told him to get a girl from his own hometown.
因为在这个米索不达米。
Because in Mesopotamia.
自从亚伯拉罕以后。
Since Abraham left.
就有人敬畏耶和华。
There were people who fear God.
就有人呼叫上帝的名。
And there were people called by the name of the Lord.
必拜偶像的所有的人群中间。
So among the many idol worshippers.
亚伯兰是独自一人的时候，蒙上帝呼召，成为最先独神信仰的一个信徒。
Abraham was the first believer called by God to believe in the one God.
请你注意，就因为这件事情。
But because of this.
这世界所有的宗教，我们分成两类。
We will segregate religions of the world to two groups.
一类就是启示的宗教。
One would be the religion of the revelation.
第二类就是没有启示的宗教。
The second would be religions without revelation.
孔子从来没有说上帝启示他。
Confucius never said God revealed to me.
孟子从来没有说上帝启示他。
Mentions would not say the same thing.
苏格拉底也从来没有说上帝启示他。
And neither did Socrates say this.
这个墨子没有说上帝启示他。
And 墨子 also never said God gave me revelation.
释迦牟尼没有讲过上帝启示他。
Shakya Muni also never said God gave revelation.
印度的乌班尼撒的奥义经没有写上帝给他的启示。
And the Hindu scripture also does not have God's revelation.
这是人想象。
God man's imagination.
这是人大彻大悟。
These are enlightenment by man.
这是人理性推想。
A kind of reasoning from the mind.
无论是东方的神学。
Whether it's Eastern theology,
希腊的哲学
or Greek philosophy,
无论是印度的文化宗教
or the culture and religions of India,
都从来没有宣称上帝的启示
all of them never proclaimed the revelation of God.
自从亚伯拉罕以后
but since Abraham came to the world,
神对人讲话
God spoke to man.
所以以赛亚书告诉我们，当亚伯拉罕独自一个人的时候，
Isaiah said when Abraham was alone,
上帝呼召他，
God called him.
上帝叫他成了一个真正认识上帝的人，
God enabled him to be a person who truly understands God.
亚伯拉罕是独神信仰全人类的鼻祖。
And so he's the ancestor of monotheistic belief.
然后从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、撒勒支派到以色列民族，众先知都是一神信仰的崇拜者。
And from Abraham to his descendants and all the prophets, they all believe in one God.
这就成为希伯来文化对全世界功不可没最伟大的贡献。
It became the greatest contribution of the Hebrew culture to the world.
以色列人就知道他们的上帝就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
And all Israelites know that their God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以到了这个大卫的时候，
by the time of David,
到了以后以利亚的时代，
and Elijah,
直到今天，
till today,
犹太人知道上帝是亚伯拉罕。以撒、雅各的上帝。
All Jews will proclaim God to be God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
犹太宗教就变成领受启示的宗教。
Judaism become a religion that received the revelation.
基督教的圣经是领受启示的圣经。
The Christian Bible receives revelation.
在主后六这个六七年生下来的穆罕五七零生下来的穆罕默德。
Muhammad that was born 570 years after Christ.
他也感受他是领受亚伯拉罕上帝给他的启示。
Also proclaimed that he received revelation from God.
有关于非启示宗教跟启示宗教的 比较，今天不谈。
I won't go into detail about the comparison of the two.
在启示宗教中间，真领受启示跟不是真领受启示之间这个差别，今天也不谈。
And also, we will not talk about the difference between those who are real revelation and false revelation.
但这些领受启示的宗教。
But these religions that proclaim they have the revelation of God,
都产生对神的敬畏。
All of them will produce a fear and reverence for God.
对神的责任感。
A sense of responsibility towards God.
跟人间的宗教文化不能相比的。
Not comparable with the religion of secular world.
对神的关系成为对人关系的基础。
The relationship between them and other people is based on the relationship.
亚伯拉罕的仆人说，
The servant of Abraham said,
耶和华，
God,
如果你赐福我，
If you were to bless me today,
赐福我的主人，
If you were to bless my master,
给我事情顺利，
That my task will succeed,
求你给我预备我主人的孩子所需要的一个妻子。
Prepare the wife that my master's son needs.
所以今天他要 confirm 这件事情。
He wanted to confirm the matter.
他就问利伯迦说，
And so he asked
你住在哪里？
Where do you live?
你是谁的孩子？
Whose daughter are you?
你的父亲名叫什么？
What's the name of your father?
这个诚实人问的诚实的问题，得到了诚实的女孩子完全诚实的回答。
The honest person asking honest question, receiving honest answer from
honest girl. 所以利伯迦就把所有他的家庭的背景，他的家族的成员，他的整个住系的名字都念出来了。
And Rebecca related the entire genealogy of her family.
然后他走的时候，
And when she left,
亚伯兰仆人不肯走，
The servant did not leave.
他就等在井旁，
He waited beside the well.
不知道多久你才会回来，我是等你的。
He will wait for the girl.
你要回来告诉我，
Come back and tell me.
你家里面有住宿的地方，
Whether there's a place to stay over.
我可以不可以栖息在你的家里面？
Can I stay over at your house?
利伯迦是一个非常负责任的人。
Rebecca was a responsible person.
回去的时候，
And so when she returned,
拉班看见她。
拉班 saw her.
他的哥哥看见妹妹突然间鼻子有金，手有金珠，就莫名其妙，忽然发财，哪里来的？
The brother saw all the gold over her body.
发生了什么事情呢？
And asking her what happened.
利伯迦就一五一十完全告诉他。
And Rebecca told him everything.
然后他们就跑到亚伯兰仆人那里去。
And then they went to the servant of Abraham.
站在那里。
And stood there.
他不是随便把别人的好处可以随便侵占、随便行动、随便争取好处的人。
And he was a person that was still standing there. He didn't take advantage of the situation.
那天他们就带他去了。
And so they brought him.
给他预备了食物。
And prepared food for him.
预备了床榻。
And a place to sleep.
预备了今天睡觉需要的一切的东西。
And everything needed for him to stay over.
第二天早上。
On the second morning.
仆人就对拉班说，现在我要把你的妹妹带走了。
The servant tell Laban, I will take away your sister.
天下有哪里这样容易的事情？
It cannot be so easy.
人家把孩子养大几十年，你一天就带走了。
How can you take away the girl that has been brought for decades?
那不行了。
They say no.
让她跟我们住吧。
Let her stay with us.
至少住十天。
At least for 10 days.
给我们最后兄妹母女之间的关系可以有一段的时间大家在一起。
That we can still spend time together.
这个要不然老仆人不肯妥协，今天走就是今天走。
But the servant did not compromise.
他的意思，你不走，以亚伯兰发的誓不归在我身上。
It meant that if you do not go, then the oath is no effect on me.
知道是上帝的旨意。
Since you already knew it was the will of God,
就不必再拖。
Then you don't have to wait.
我很相信这是很重要的原则。
I believe this to be an important principle.
有很多青年人奉献做传道，从来站不出来，因为拖到结果没有了。
Many young people say they want to serve the Lord, but they never appear because they keep delaying.
也很多人知道上帝差派他去做传福音的工作，他怕他等拖以后没有了。
And also many people knew that God sent them, but they keep delaying, they are afraid.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我50年前1957年1月9号奉献做传道。
I gave up my life to the Lord in 1957, January the 9th.
我的心一定下，这到今年50年没有一秒钟怀疑是不是上帝的呼召。
And for 50 years I am determined and I never doubted that it's a call of God.
神就这样赐福。
And the Lord blessed it this way.
这样带领。
And He guided me this way.
这五十年我没有白白度过。
And I have not wasted 50 years of my life.
我没有浪费时间。
I have not wasted a single moment.
今天我已经不是个年轻人。
I am no longer young.
但我可以说呢，每一天我所做的事，我都交在上帝的手中。还活着的时候，我可以成为万人的祝福。
And I can say that I have given my life to God. That every moment I can be blessing for thousands.
其实这一年我很辛苦。
This year has been especially hard.
我左手跌了到现在已经一年多半个月还没好。
Because my left shoulder has been injured for more than a year.
我的右手四个月前又发生五十肩的问题，到现在也还没好。
And also the right hand has this bone, the joint.
那么台北有一个医生对我说。
And it's a doctor in Taipei who said.
五十肩是很辛苦的。
It is very painful to have.
我说我知道，因为我正在很辛苦。
I said I know I'm having pain.
到这辛苦到一个地步。
He said it can be so painful.
甚至有人很盼望把手砍断，免得再受苦。
That some people wanted to just cut off their arm.
我听我很有同感。
But I felt like that.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我的父母是阿明中死的时候，我那天竟然兴起羡慕的心，为什么他先去呢？
When Ami Chong passed away, I was actually envious that he can go first.
结束了各样的痛苦了。
Then all his pain and suffering left.
每天带着很酸的、很酸的、很酸的痛的那两个手，带着皮箱到处去讲道。
And I'd be preaching all over the place, dragging the baggages with such painful joints.
皮箱一靠到一个地方拉的时候，哇，痛得不得了。
And when you drag the baggage, it's very painful.
我把一点经验告诉你。
I share some experience.
我有时候因为酸痛，我需要浸在热水里面，比它舒服一点。
Sometimes I need to soak in hot water.
我就进到 bathtub 里面洗澡。
So I will go and soak in the bathtub.
等洗完了以后
，After the bath,
要上来的时候发现没有办法上来。
And I discover I cannot get up.
你要起来，一定要靠着把这个压下去，你才能起来。你压的时候这里痛那里痛，所以有时候从水里出来要花四五分钟才出来。
Sometimes I have to spend about 5 minutes just getting out of the bathtub because of the pain.
你说看不出啊，好像你很健康嘛。
You say, 我告诉你， very healthy.
我在台上比你健康的多。
When I'm on the stage, I will be more healthy than you.
我一下台，你比我健康的多。
Oh, once I come down, you will be healthier than me.
就是这样。
That's the way it is.
更好笑的事情什么呢？
The more funny thing was.
上个礼拜天。
Last Sunday.
我要讲道的时候。
When I was preaching.
我发现我的脚趾甲太长了。
I discovered that my toenails was too long.
穿袜子的时候会刮破袜子。
It will tear the socks.
我要把它剪断。
So I wanted to clip it.
本来上个礼拜在上个礼拜已经感到太长了。
Many weeks before, I thought it was really too long.
但是每天很忙，所以我没有去剪它。
But because I was too busy, I never cut it.
上个礼拜天我去剪的时候。
But when I tried it,
我发现我的手太短了。
I discovered my arms were too short.
我脚那么圆。
And the feet was too
far. 从前年轻的时就到了。
When I was young, it was very easy.
现在把它拉来的时候，这边酸得不得了。
But now the joints are very difficult.
所以我不好意思告诉你。
So I'm embarrassed to tell you.
我已经要去做礼拜了，大家等了。我为了剪那个指甲，用七分钟到八分钟。
Although people were waiting for me, I took about 8 minutes to cut my toenail.
才把每个指甲剪了，因为太圆了，很难剪，拉得很紧，噔，剪一半就断了。
It was
还有另外一半，再拉了半尺，讲十个指甲前差不多七八分钟。
Took 8 minutes to cut all the toenails.
就你不明白，你只要笑，等你老了你就知道了。
When you get old, you understand.
所以呢，不能等的。
So some things you cannot wait.
神的引导清楚。
When the guidance of God is clear.
神的旨意来了。
When His will is upon us.
上帝的时间已经到了以后。
When the timing of God is up.
亚伯兰的仆人就说。
The servant of Abraham said.
不要耽延我。
Do not delay me.
因为他是上帝为我主人的孩子以撒所预定的妻。
Because she is the wife selected by my Lord for my master's son.
Predestined. 这个计划出现了。
So the plan was seen.
所以从这里要给你们思想，有没有上帝为你预备的妻子？ So, 你现在找到的是谁替你预备的？
You want to think about your wife, is it prepared for you by God?
其对其错影响太大了。
There's great consequences if you marry the wrong person.
这是创世纪里面第一次出现预定的妻子。
And here we see how a wife has been prepared.
我们今天一直这样查经哈。
When we do our expository,
我们不是在讲好听的话语。
We are not just talking about fun things.
我们每一次查的时候。
And every time we read the Bible,
要把圣经里面的精髓把它查出来。
We want to find the very essence of the Bible.
把圣经的原则把它归纳出来。
And then to summarize the principles.
把圣经的伟大的榜样把它效法出来。
And also to show the great examples.
好叫我们这一生。
So that in our life,
没有枉然生活在世界上。
We will not waste any moment.
Amen.
Amen.
你不要再耽延
了。Do not wait.
神的引导清楚了。
When you are clear about the guidance of God,
预定的妻子已经显现出来了。
The wife that has been prepared.
让我平平安安回去。
Let me go back in peace.
所以他们看他意志这么坚决。
When they see that he was so determined.
他的诚心这么清楚。
When they saw that he was so genuine.
所以呢，利伯家的妈妈。
The mother of Rebecca,
利伯家的哥哥
and the brother,
都不知道要怎么回答。
They didn't know what to do.
他们只讲一句话。
They only said this.
让我们跟我们的妹妹讨论一下好不好？
Let us at least discuss with our sister.
你们去讨论吧。
And he said, go.
他们讨论的时候，
When they discuss this,
就问他的妹妹说，
They asked the sister,
就这样吗？
Is this it?
你就去吗？
Are you, is it,
你现在去吗？
Are you going right now?
他妹妹怎么说呢？
The sister said,
我去。
I will go.
我就现在去。
I will go now.
这样便宜哈。
It's so simple.
怎么一个老婆娶来这么简单哈？
So easy to get a wife.
怎么这样便宜哈？
How can you be so
cheap? 如果你娶老婆也这么便宜，那早就结婚了，不会等到这么久，对不对呢？
If it's so easy, you will all be married by now.
我告诉你，刚好相反。
But actually, it's the other way around.
就因为以撒等到40岁，所以就这样简单啦。
Isaac waited 40 years.
你就是因为18岁就要结婚，所以这么啰嗦了。
It's difficult for you because you want to marry at 18.
结婚到底是容易或者不容易的？
Is it easy to get married?
恋爱到底是很复杂的或很简单的？
When you fall in love, is it complicated or simple?
当上帝的时间到了。
When the timing of God is up.
事就这么成了。
Things will then happen.
就这么成了。
And that's how it's done.
上帝时间没有到。
But before God's time was up.
你就失恋七次，再恋八次。
You will fall in and out of love many, many times.
自找苦吃，浪费一大堆的时间。
You spend a lot of time and wasted.
我告诉你，恋爱是很绞尽心血的。
Falling in love is a very difficult process.
恋爱是花很多精神。
You need to spend a lot of time.
恋爱是浪费很多钱的。
And waste a lot of money.
恋爱是很多胡思乱想的事情。
A lot of fanciful thinking.
所以如果不需要，就不要乱恋爱。
So if there's no need, don't.
大家说一二三，如果不需要，就不要乱恋爱，因为这个对生命的损伤太大了。
Great harm for your life.
损得半死，结果又得不到，给人家拿去。
In the end, someone married her.
这个何苦要这样来呢？
So you need not do this.
所以以撒就安静等候耶和华。
Isaac waited for the Lord.
这个Mendelssohn的第二交响乐。
The second orchestra
symphony.
Symphony by Mendelssohn.
本来是第五。
Actually, it should be
the fifth. 他的第五本来是第二。
The fifth should be the second.
Symphony number two of Mendelssohn is called Lobgesang in German.Lobgesang 就是 the hymn of praise.
It's a hymn of praise.
Originally it was number 5, not number 2.
原本是第五，不是第二。
第二是有标题的。
The second had a title.
叫做 Lobgesang.
It's called Lobgesang.
Hymn of praise. 第五是有标题的。
The fifth also had.
叫做 Reformation.
The Reformation.
所以 Mendelssohn 一生写了五个交响乐。
Mendelssohn wrote 5 symphonies.
第五个交响乐的主题就是当当当当当当当当当当。第二交响乐本来是第五的。
The second was supposed to be.
这是历史上第二部。整个交响乐团演奏到最后的时候， 人的声音出现赞美上帝的声音。
At the end of the orchestra, then there's a choir praising God.
第一部是谁呢？
The first symphony
是贝多芬的大合唱交响乐 Choral Symphony No. 9
was Choral Symphony No. 9 by Beethoven.
过了几十年以后
Many decades later
Mendelssohn 做了一个一样的用人的声音做最高峰把荣耀归给上帝
Mendelssohn did the same to give glory to God by human
voice. 那 Lock 上这个 Hymn of Praise 里面有一首诗歌是两个女高音独唱的
In Lockerson, there is a portion for two sopranos.
这是历史上最美的旋律之一。
One of the most beautiful melody in the world.
I waited for the Lord. Na nam dim, na nam nam dim, dim deram, diram, diram, nam dim, dam dam dam, dim 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 dam dim. 啊，我唱不出来。你自己去买唱片来听好他的意思是什么呢
What does it mean?
我曾经耐心等候耶和华
The lyric says I waited for the Lord patiently
他垂听我的祷告
And he heard my prayers
我再讲一次啊我曾耐心等候耶和华
I once waited for the Lord
他垂听我的祷告
And he heard my prayers
一二三我曾耐心等候耶和华他垂听我的祷告。大概六十年前
，About 60 years ago，
在重庆有一个神学院
，There is a seminary in 重庆。
有一个男学生很爱另外一个女学生。
There was a male student who loved another girl。
天天想到要死要活。
Every day he was obsessed with her。
什么功课都念不出去。
And he couldn't study well。
老师上课讲的都听不进去。
He couldn't hear what the teacher was。
后来这个校长看见他有一点不对了。
And the principal realized something was wrong.
叫他来，你发生了什么事
？And ask him what's wrong with you.
他说只一件事。
There was one thing.
那个女孩子太漂亮了。
That girl is just so beautiful.
我很怕她跟人家拿去。
I'm so afraid that someone would take
her. 所以我没有她我会死。
I would die without her.
他这样诚实。
He was very honest.
他的校长对他说什么
？The principal said
小事情。
Small thing.
他奇怪，什么小事情
？He said how can it be small thing?
跟人家拿去我就没有了，什么小事情
？If other people marry her, I have nothing.
那你相信不相信上帝？
And so the principal said, "Do you believe in God?"
我相信上帝。
He said, "Yes, I do."
现在听我的话。
Now listen to me.
如果是你的
，If it is yours,
怎么抢也抢不走。
No one can take her away.
说
，Say to me,
是我的。
It's mine.
怎么抢也抢不掉。
No one can take her away.
不是你的
，If it is not yours,
想来想去自讨苦吃。
You are just wasting your time.
就是这样两句话，走。
Then the principal said, go on.
今天开始交托给主。
So they always give it to the Lord.
很难呢。
Very difficult.
多么漂亮呢。
She's so beautiful.
多么盼望得到她呢。
I really want to.
什么我的理性想不通的，你一句话就解决了。
How can you solve my so complicated problem with a sentence?
告诉你啊。
I tell you this.
是上帝给你的。
If God grant her to you,
怎么抢也抢不走。
No one can take her away.
不是上帝给你的。
If it is not from God,
想得半死自讨苦吃。
You are wasting your time with all your thinking.
他听了以后。
When he
明白了没有
？The principal said, "You understand this?"
明白是明白，但是不甘愿。
He said, "I understand, but I'm not willing."
这个就是我们的毛病了。
Is this where our problem is?
我们的理性
，our reason，
跟我们的感情
，and our emotions，
很难调和。
Very often we have no harmony.
圣经说
，But the Bible says，
我曾耐心等候主。
I have waited upon the Lord.
他垂听我的祷告。
And he has heard my prayers.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我也曾经恋爱过。
I have fallen in love before.
我也曾经失败过。
And failed in it.
我也曾经苦得半死。
And also suffered greatly.
好了，过了七年以后。
Seven years later.
突然间。
Suddenly.
真正应该来的就来了。
The one that was prepared appeared.
几句话就解决了。
And a few words sentence and it was done.
我想这个不错。
I said this is not bad.
但是给他跑掉了。
But she ran away.
他已经在美国读书了。
Studying in America.
不要紧。
Doesn't matter.
跑来跑去跑不掉。
She cannot escape.
我跑去找他妈妈。
So I went to look for the mother.
所以如果你要恋爱，先找他妈妈比较好。
So look for the mother always.
我对他妈妈说。
And I said to the mother.
如果我跟你的女儿。
If I were to go after your daughter.
结婚一同侍奉主。
And I get married with her, we serve the Lord together.
你感到怎么样呢？
What do you think of this?
这个是要硬着头皮去讲的。
I have to be very thick skin.
因为他如果说不好不好，你怎么回家呢？
If she said no, it's no good.
那么出来的时候就不知道怎么走了，千斤就千斤双腿很难移动。
I will find it difficult to walk if she rejects me.
但是想不到哎。
But then curiously,
我对我岳母问了这句话，他说。
I asked this mother-in-law, and she said.
我看不错啊。
I said not bad.
事就这么成了。
哎 ，That's how it was done。
但是我不是跟他岳母结婚呐、啊。
Well, not marrying the mother-in-law。
我是要跟他女儿结婚的。
But the daughter。
那么岳母答应了怎么办呢
？And the mother agreed。
那我说
，And I said，
我写信给他好吗
？I will write a letter to her。
他说你写吧。
She said fine。
原来我写的时候
，When I wrote the letter，
他就打电话给他的女儿。
The mother called the daughter。
那么我。现在这个太太
，This wife of mine now，
那时候接了电话，
她
吓了一跳。
Born and she was shocked。
我妈妈好像是很赞成我跟唐崇龙结婚。
How my mother agreed between me and Stephen Dong？
她就住在她姐姐那边，也还没有结婚，两个一同在读书。
And she was staying with her sister who was also single。
所以她的姐姐是你，不是我。
And she tell the sister it must be about you and not me.
一定不是我妈妈念错名字了。
My mother must have made a mistake.
因为你还没有结婚嘛。
Because you are also single.
大概是你。
Probably he wanted.
姐姐说不可能，妈妈不会没有还没有太老，不会老不会糊涂到这个地步。
The elder sister said no, the mother is not so silly.
不久以后呢
？Not long after.
他们再通电话就弄清楚了。
They clarified the matter for the phone call.
所以我告诉你，我曾耐心等候耶和华。
I waited for the Lord.
他垂听我的祷告。
And he heard my prayer.
在还没有耐心的时候。
Before I was patient.
走了燕王路，自讨苦吃好几年。
I wasted many years.
你明白吗
？You understand this?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亚伯兰的仆人说。
The servant of Abraham said.
你不要再耽延我。
Do not detain me.
让我现在去到回去。
Let me now go back.
当去到回去的时候。
When she was brought back.
他们说我们先问他好不好。
The sibling said, "We'll ask her."
妹妹啊，你要去吗
？Sister, do you want to go?
要。
And she said, "Yes."
你现在就去吗
？Are you going now?
去。
Yes.
就这样成功。
And that's how.
他们没有办法。
They had no
way out. 为他祝福而去了。
But to bless her.
所以利百加从来没有立过言门。
Rebecca never traveled far away before.
从来不知道以撒面孔是圆的、是扁的、是驼背的或者瘸腿的。
She never knew how Isaac looked like.
就这样依靠上帝。
But she relied on the Lord.
顺服上帝。
And was obedient.
同样一件事情
，the same matter.
有一些人把它看得复杂的不得了
，is made complicated by many people.
困难的不得了
，so tough.
有一些人把它看得好像很简单一样
，but some people treat it easy.
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
反之很简单的
，things that are easy.
背后与上帝关系的训练是不简单的。
Has a complicated, very clear relationship with God.
因为你不肯付代价与神。等候与神的应许与神的关系建立的良好
Because you are not willing to pay the price to establish the right relationship with God
所以你每件事都是感到很困难永远解不完
So you find everything in life is so very very difficult
基督教正统神学的这个主日崇拜跟灵恩派的神学的主日崇拜不同在哪里你知道吗
Do you know what the difference between an orthodox Christian worship service and that of a charismatic worship?
特别在我的聚会里面
Especially those that I lead
我很少讲到15分钟就结束的
I seldom preach only 15
minutes 因为你们坐车来都20分钟怎么讲到15分钟
You spend 20 minutes coming here how can I preach for 15 minutes?
哎呀很多人说讲到场没有人要听我告诉你乱说
Many people say nobody want to listen to long sermons
只要你有内容
But if you have the content
讲多长人都会听
People will stay in attention.
这几天在万隆，每天两三个钟头的聚会，人越来越多，满满的。
This few evening at Bandung, we preach for 3 hours, and people kept coming.
人不怕长。
They are not afraid of long sermons.
只怕啰嗦。
They are afraid of boring.
啰嗦是很长，但是长不一定啰嗦。
A boring sermon is very long, but a long sermon may not be boring.
长可能是精细。
Long can be because it's detailed.
啰嗦是不精细，一直重复叫做啰嗦。
Boring sermon is repetitive.
所以我一生讲道都是很长的。
In my life, I preach long sermons.
我第一次到新加坡来的时候
，The first time I came to Singapore,
人家说你这么年轻在新加坡要布道，你知道新加坡是多先进的国家
？People say Singapore is very modern, and you are so young a preacher.
最好半个钟头讲完了就下来。
You better preach only for 30 minutes.
我心里说主啊，我哪里有半个钟头？我都是讲很长的道。
In my heart, I say, Oh Lord, I never preach 30 sermons.
那么求主赦免他，因为他所说的他不知道。
May the Lord forgive him, he knows not what he says.
那他在对我说什么呢
？And the person,
新加坡人停车是放钱在路边的。
And Singaporeans have to put money into the.
半个钟头你不玩，他们就走了。
And so half an hour later they will leave.
我说主啊 ，I'm not only Mr. Tong, I'm Mr. Long.
I say, Oh Lord, I preach long sermons.
所以求主帮助我。
May the Lord help me.
给我有能力讲每一篇要讲的道理。
That I have the power and the strength to finish the sermon.
结果1968年
，In 1968,
我第一次到新加坡来。
First time I came to Singapore.
一天的聚会都是两个多钟头。
Every day I preach 2 over hours.
后来呢
after that,
人越来越多，越来越多。
The people kept coming.
最后一个晚上
，The last evening，
在你们跑马地的那个富林堂步道
，In the race course road， 富超 Methodist Church，
是就是富超 Methodist Church。那么满到什么地步，你知道
？The number of people were so many.
讲台除了我站的地方都是人，我动都不能动。
In the stage, everybody came on stage.
一蹦，这边一个头，
不动，这
边一个人。
Everywhere there were people.
这样满的。
It was that crowded.
好了，第二天我就回去了。
And I left on the second day.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
神的工作。
The work of the Lord.
跟人的想法不知道。
It's different from our imagination.
所以我再想呢，每天人这么多，这么常态聚会，那个对我说不要太长。我才知道原来新加坡有假先知。
Because of what he said, I know there's false prophet in Singapore.
他讲的不是神的话吗？
What he said was not the word of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神的工作就是这样做起来。
This is the way the work of the Lord was done.
那么当这个有一些事情，为什么你会感到很复杂呢？
Why do we sometimes think that things are difficult and complicated?
因为你没有很繁琐的先与神之间这个建立好的关系。
Because we have not established a good relationship with God.
领恩派是什么呢？
What is the charismatic?
拜一到拜六做的办事。
On Monday and Saturday to Saturday they work very hard.
礼拜天就要来享受。
And on Sunday they want to relax.
要来麻醉自己。
And then numb themselves.
唱半个钟头。
To sing for more than half an hour, 1 hour.
Praise and worship.
To do praise and worship.
主啊，我来安息了。
Oh Lord, I come to rest.
拜一到拜六闷死了。
Monday to Saturday, I work so very hard.
Trust in you.
Now I just trust you.
I get rest in you.
我在你那里得到安息。
I enjoy my Sabbath.
我在这里享受安息。
这个是灵恩派的。
This is what
charismatic. 我的聚会呢，不是。
In my gathering, not so.
每一篇道理弄得你半死半活。
Every sermon, you are challenged.
想得半死半活。
And you got to keep thinking.
不明白到底为什么是这样。
And you cannot figure it out.
理性心里就一直挣扎。
And there's lots of struggle in your heart and your reason.
哎，明白了。
And suddenly you understand.
以后怎么样呢？
And then.
很平安的。
You will have peace.
拜一到拜六。
From Monday to Saturday.
靠着主的恩典。
By the grace of God.
就做过日子。
You just pass your day.
礼拜天再来。
On Sunday you come again.
在想的半死。
You keep thinking.
有拜一到拜六。
And then Monday to Saturday.
这样简单。
You will find it easy.
你明白了吗？
You understand this?
所以凡是在神面前不肯挣扎。
Those who refuse to struggle before the Lord.
清楚你与神关系。
To be clear about your relationship with God.
每件事都是苦得不得了。
You will find everything to be difficult.
凡是你真正很辛苦的在神面前挣扎，知道清楚的。
But if you truly struggle with the truth before God.
每天都是安息的。
Then every day will be Sabbath.
你们中间谁比我忙啊？
Who can be busier than me?
谁比我更累啊？
Who among you can be more tired than I am?
谁比我更多用思想啊？
Who would think more than I have?
叫你写一篇作文呢，你一个礼拜做不出来。
I ask you to for composition, you may not do it in a week.
我每年有几百篇的信息。
In every year, I have hundreds of sermons.
你写的作文写的半死，一念三分钟就完了。
You may finish your essay in 3 minutes.
我每一篇要一两个钟头才完。
But I have to preach for 2 hours.
哪里来的东西呢？
So where did all this come from?
我告诉你，我从来不慌不忙。
I have never been anxious.
每天享受安息。
Every day is a Sabbath for me.
每天与神同在。
Every day God is with me.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
原来是这样。
That's how it works.
婚姻也是这样简单。
Same for marriage.
但是婚姻太简单，你会常常结婚就不好了。
But if marriage is too easy, you get married too often.
所以中国人说，结婚的时候给你累得半死。
The Chinese say that you will work very hard in your marriage. You will suffer greatly.
给你借钱借到还的半死。
You will owe a lot of money.
你累得半死，苦得半死，穷得半死，你才不敢再结婚。
Because of that, you will not remarry.
但是以撒呢？
But for Isaac,
以撒后来没有再结婚呢。
He didn't remarry also.
以撒是很规矩、很善良、非常正统的一个基督徒。
He was a Christian that was faithful, who was good and very orthodox.
等候耶和华。
He waited upon the Lord.
顺服他的爸爸。
And was obedient to his father.
照着上父亲的安排。
Based on the arrangement of the father.
神没有亏待他。
And God did not
shortchange him. 所以他们把利百加带回来的时候。
And so when Rebecca came back.
圣经有一句话。
The Bible says.
这个女子。
This girl.
极其俊美。
Is very beautiful.
美到一个地步。
So beautiful.
我相信超过 Cleopatra.
But more beautiful than Cleopatra.
美到一个地步,
she was so beautiful.
还以撒以后也因为她的美丽, 一定要说谎话,
Isaac lied later on.
有机会再告诉你这个故事,
we will preach about this later.
她一回来的时候,
when she returned home,
那个时候以撒从帐篷出来迎接,
Isaac came out to welcome her.
她就问, 这个男人是谁啊?
And she asked, who is this man?
我的主人的孩子,
and the servant said, he is my master's son.
以撒,
and when Isaac saw Rebecca,
好在没有昏倒,
he didn't faint.
他马上喜欢她,
immediately he loved her.
他就爱她,
and took care of her.
去娶她为妻,
and had her as his wife.
带她进入帐篷,
and brought her into his tent.
圣经最后一句怎么讲呢?
And the last sentence of the Bible,
自从她母亲死了以后,
since his mother's death,
以撒今天才得着安慰,
Isaac was then comforted by Rebecca.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
神为他预备的,
that God has prepared this for him.
最佳美的,
the best.
神为他预备的,
the things that God has prepared for him.
是神心中所预定的,
is set by God in his heart.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
24章全章,
the whole chapter of 24,
讲到这个婚事是什么成就,
was about this one marriage.
亚伯拉罕在这件事情上一点没有糊涂,
in this matter, Abraham was very clear-minded.
很关注孩子,
he was very concerned about the marriage of his son.
很遵守父的旨意,
and he was obedient to the will of the father.
他从信仰的角度去看孩子应当娶怎样的媳妇,
and he looked at his daughter-in-law from the angle of faith.
他是一神论的鼻祖,
he was the ancestor of monotheism.
蒙召离开乌尔米索波大米的一个人,
he was called to leave Mesopotamia.
但是圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible said,
拉班说,
Laban said,
耶和华赐福于你,
the Lord has blessed,
耶和华赐福于你的主人,
that the Lord will bless your master.
表示亚伯拉罕的信仰已经影响了他的本族本家了,
it means that the faith of Abraham had already influenced his people.
请问你如何呢?
What about you?
愿主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us all.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.